Heavenly Father, sometimes I just don't know what to say. I don't have words. I don't have an idea of what to bring to you and to our congregation at this time. You're always faithful. You're always faithful to me. You always lay something on my heart. And this is what you've laid on my heart this morning. Almighty God, creator and sustainer of all things created. You've given us examples to see and your word to hear, to give us context and perspective of who you are and who we are. Appoint us for a king, we said, like all the other nations. He will take your sons, you said, and appoint them to his chariots and to be his horsemen, to run before his chariots. And he will appoint for himself commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and some to plow his garden and to reap his harvest and make his implements of war and the equipment of his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive orchards and give them to his courtiers. This is a bad idea, you said. But in great humility, resilience and grace, you allow us to make choices and mistakes and hopefully learn from the consequences of people abusing power in our fallen world. And then we cry out to you, and you hear our cries, and you provide your Son. And of your Son, you say, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. King Jesus, nothing affects our lives more than how we think of you. The more we see you in scriptures and hear from your word, the more we understand why you alone are worthy of all honor, all of our adoration, our affection, and devotion. May these things be said by us here for all eternity as we experience your goodness in our lives. This morning in your presence, allow us to marvel at and find great peace in the joy of your kingship. In such a time when kings and presidents and monarchies are oppressing their people and fighting for power, and even at the lowest levels of our society, when struggles of power and authority are relentless, it is wonderful to see and experience the relationship between your joy and your hatred of wickedness and love of righteousness. Truly, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you delight in crushing evil and rejoice in making all things new. For your kingdom is righteous and peaceful and joyful in the Holy Spirit. I remember a while back your prayer request to the Father to fill your church with the very same joy. The fullness of your joy the joy you have eternally enjoyed within the Godhead. May the increase of our joy develop us into a heightened attitude of servanthood. May it be the excitement that we need for loving mercy and walking humbly with you. May your joy encourage our abiding and refresh us so as not to grow weary and know with confidence our labors in you are not in vain. Jesus, your throne will last forever, and your reign of grace will never end. Father, I pray with joy and hope in the loving and triumphant name of Jesus. Amen.